You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound looking for a Browns pregame party. Dog Pound Drive, the official Cleveland Browns pregame party, is back this season. And the party kicks off 3 hours before every home game on the south side of First Energy Stadium. You can see Matt Wilhelm doing his radio thing. You can see me doing some television with Andy Baskin. You can enjoy beer, food trucks, music from DJs and live bands. The last band they had was sweet. It was playing some like solid what, like
80s alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had some good stuff. Catch the next Dog Pound Drive pregame party on Sunday, November the 1st. That's this Sunday when the Cleveland Browns take on the Arizona Cardinals, featuring DJ Step Floss and live music from pop culture. All right, let's hear from the offensive coordinator of your Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo. Take it away.
Obviously, it was a disappointing game on Sunday. I thought we moved the ball well at times, but just felt like we couldn't get any momentum going because we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot for a variety of reasons, you know, whether it be a fumble, a false start, a sack, an avoidable sack, just a lot of things, we didn't have any momentum on Sunday, which was disappointing. You can't expect to go on the road and beat a team like that and have the pre-snap penalties that we had. You know, the self-inflicted wounds that we had, and we brought that upon ourselves. We did. We just brought that upon ourselves, and that's inexcusable and for me, and it's inexcusable for our players, and we got to fix that. And that's what makes it so frustrating. And, yeah, did they beat us on some plays? Absolutely. And they give a lot of credit to the Rams. They played physical. They were well coached. But at the same time, I felt like if we would have eliminated a few of those self-inflicted wounds, I think we would have moved the ball even better than we did. Another big challenge for us this week at home. Obviously, we know the Cardinals are obviously both good on offense and defense, and we have our hands full this weekend again. And for us to expect to win, we can't do the things that we did last week.
John, you're pretty confident Josh is going to be able to go?
We're going to see. I think he's going to be limited today, and we'll see what he looks like at practice. But I'm interested as anybody to see what he looks like today.
You have moved the ball pretty well, but why do you think the red zone is – I think you have 7 touchdowns and red 20 trips, and that's 30th in the league. Why?
We're not good enough in the red zone. We recognize that. We've had – if you just look at the numbers, though, there's 4 or 5 occasions where, we got into the 18 on the last play of the half, and
right.
And right, there's 4 or 5 of those. But are we where we want to be at the red zone? No, we're not. And it's something that we've added more reps in practice to try to get better at. But are we as bad as we look on paper? I would say no to that also. But we do need to be better.
Joe, what do you think about the offensive line? I think Josh has been sacked 21 times since he came back. Is the line performing at the level it needs to perform at?
I think, echoing Coach Pettine's words, I think, inconsistent is a word I would use too. I think, but not the majority of the time. I think it's in spurts during the game. And part of the product has been we've had to throw the football some. And sacks are going to come when you have to throw the football, 40 times or however many we threw it against Baltimore and the other teams we've played. And we've hit a stretch here where, in my 9-year NFL career, this is probably as long a stretch as elite pass rushers as I've gone against, personally. And I think that has a piece of it, too. I think it's all those three things.
When you look at Josh McCown, if he doesn't have very many reps this week, how do you feel about going into a game under those kind of conditions? And then also, Johnny, how would you expect him to do if he has to play?
Well, Mary Kay, we hold high expectations for all of our quarterbacks. And if Johnny has to go in, I thought Johnny had a really nice day of practice yesterday. The tempo was good in and out of the huddle. He hadn't missed a beat from when he was practicing against Tennessee. With Josh, if it was a second or third year quarterback without the reps, I would be a little more concerned. But Josh has had almost all the one reps since training camp, so that doesn't concern me too much.
Cardinals 12 picks, 3 of them touchdowns.
That's
one of the toughest, bigger challenges for you, the secondary.
Yeah, this secondary is very good. And again, what makes this secondary good to me is they're good players, but it's also their defense as a whole. This is another defense very similar to the teams we've played the last 2 weeks where they can get home with 4 people. What allows those guys to be able to sit on routes and be able to play two high safeties, to be able to sit on routes underneath. So, it's, yeah, this is there's no doubt this is a very good secondary, but I think they're an even better secondary because of their overall style of defense and how good they are in defense.
How do you think your running backs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, we're gonna continue to have a plan for all three of those guys, and I think all three of those guys bring different skill sets to what they can do. You know, so we're gonna keep finding out what they can do and putting them in spots where we feel like they can succeed. But at the same time, I mean, we need to be more consistent in running the football, and it falls on everybody. It falls on me. It falls on the O-line. It falls on the running back. So we've all had a piece on why we're not as consistent as we want to be, and we're working to fix that.
A year ago, Corral had some real explosiveness. He's actually done it more
effective.
Do you have any thoughts on what's the deal with
him? I don't think Crow's shown any less lack of explosiveness. We're just finding different ways to get him the football.
Related to Terry's question about the running game, one of your guys said last week, said that the biggest thing that you guys need to fix to get the offense flowing is to avoid, to eliminate, he said, not just cut down on the negative runs.
Mm-hmm.
Agree with that? How do you do it?
I totally agree with that. And part of that, I think as the weeks have gone on here and we've kind of figured out who we're trying to be running the football, I think we've given the quarterback more options to the run-pass options, ability to get out of plays. And we're trying different ways in that nature of trying to get into better runs and to make sure we have a good play called. That's the negative runs. That's been a huge issue because, the last thing you want to do is obviously be second and 13. I mean, and we found ourselves in that hole a bunch on Sunday, and I think that's one of the reasons why we didn't have the success we wanted. That's a possibility. I let Coach handle the inactives, but we have a plan for that. We have a plan for Hawk being up, and we have a plan for Hawk being down.
What would you take on the Joe Thomas holding call?
Whew. Joe Thomas. Well, I got to be really careful, Pat, on how I word this, okay? So that's why I took a minute there. It was called, so I'll leave it at that.
Talk about the Cardinals receivers, and he talked about their toughness, and Jim O'Neill just talked about Larry Fitzgerald as a blocker. Can you talk about your guys, is their toughness, just because, they're so much smaller than some of the other receivers, and I know Travis missed that one block early in the game last week.
Mm-hmm.
Can they do everything you ask them to do just because they're limited size-wise?
Yeah, they have, and I think that's one of the things that really you watch Taylor Gabriel and Hawk block. Those guys block like they're not the size that they are. I mean, those guys are tenacious, and I think it feeds off on all the other guys. And our some of ours. I don't think there's maybe one or two receivers out there that are true train killers. In terms of the blocking, but you're not gonna, as long as they get on their blocks and they sustain. That's what you want, the effort. To get in there. Know what to do and do his job at a very high level.
From an offensive coordinator standpoint, when you get a defensive tackle like an Aaron Donald or some of these really good interior defensive linemen, how much more difficult when the guys can rush the passer as well is it for you guys? And I know you got like Campbell this week. How much more challenging is it?
Very challenging. It's very challenging. I mean, to me, the two guys you just mentioned are elite players in this league. I mean, they're as good at their positions as you'll find in the league. And for you to go into a game and not have a plan for those type players, you're doing your team a disservice. And again, we had a plan for Von Miller. And did Von push the pocket a little bit and make the quarterback move his feet? Yeah, but he didn't ruin the game. Robert Quinn didn't ruin the game, last week. And that's what you try to do is you try to make sure you have a hat for a hat on those guys and you're double-teaming them at the point of attack as much as you can because those two guys that you just mentioned have the ability to go out and ruin a game.
Has the formula changed this season as evolved? You said that you're kind of trying to still figure some things out. One end of the season, wanting to run the ball and that be the primary focus. But here in the first 7 weeks, the success has come in the passing game. Mm-hmm. So as an offensive coordinator, do you look at that while you're trying to figure out the running game and just say, hey, you know what, let's go with what is working for us right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, that we talked about when I got hired here, you know, what the offensive philosophy was going to be. And we were going to be flexible and do have enough in our bag and doing what we do well. And, you know, when I got here, I didn't know what that was. I didn't know our team very well. And as we're finding out, as we're together longer, we're finding out what our guys can do. We've had some guys step up in the past game and, you know, from Travis Benjamin and Gary Barnage that were given opportunities and continue to take advantage of those opportunities. And so, yeah, we're a constant work in progress. Dwayne's done everything we've asked him to do. He's done everything we've asked him to do. So, I mean, I'm fine with Dwayne in practice.
Has Dwight Freeman been a significant upgrade to their pass rush?
Well, for the first time, you know, I noticed he played a little bit more base defense this past week than he had in the past. So, you know, we have to be ready for that. And don't let age fool you with him. I mean, he can still get off the ball and still make plays. There's no doubt.
Browns offensive coordinator John DeFilippo there. Could we see Dwayne Bowe this week? It is certainly possible. Andrew Hawkins not expected to be able to go for the Browns with his concussion this Sunday. We already went through the offenses position by position, highlighting some of the key players on this Arizona Cardinals team. Now we're going to do that with the defensive sides of the ball when we come back, and then we'll follow that up with defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill at 2:30 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.